Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1423. I'm your host, Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Welcome to Wednesday. I won't repeat what this day is often called by some who really don't like their work all that much. That's not my case. I love what I do, coaching people into successful situations, coaching people into greater success within their organizations. And today's show, well, frankly, is a question from an inexperienced person who wonders whether they should procrastinate. That's going to be a tip-off as to my answer, and go back and get another degree. Hope you find this helpful, and let's just get going, okay?
Let me just read it off the screen. I am getting a BSBA with a specialization in information systems technology with the goal of working in the tech sector. Should I specialize in finance as well? Would it add a great deal of value? And there's a little note beneath the question. My goal of working in finance after graduation has changed. So I'm going to assume that the goal of working in finance has disappeared, that the person's become interested in working in tech much more than in finance. So what I'll simply say is, no, don't go for the additional major. It's completely irrelevant for your goals. Now, if finance happens to be something that really interests you, do it. But I think there's a point where you hit overload and overkill. And the idea of getting an education in things that are secondary, tertiary, unimportant to you becomes unnecessary. Get to work on preparing yourself for your career after graduation. Work on getting some great internships. And part of that is with the idea of testing out your beliefs about working in technology. So often, students have fantasy ideas of what it's really like to work in particular fields. And it's better off to use your internship to explore your notions and to see whether or not this could be something that would really make sense for you. So again, to answer succinctly, if your goal is not to work in finance, don't bother.
So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few more ways to get more from me. First of all, visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. I have more than 6,000 blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read that will help you find your next job. If you want the best of my advice, join JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, where I've curated information with a focus on interviewing. If you decide to take the lifetime membership at the site, it's $299 currently, but that's the price of a coaching session or an hour of coaching from me, and I'll be giving that to you if you join with a lifetime membership. Have a few questions? Contact me through the Magnify app for iOS or PrestoExperts.com, where you can call me. Schedule a specific time with me through chat on Magnify or by connecting with me on LinkedIn at LinkedIn.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Once we're connected on LinkedIn, you can message me about coaching you, scheduling in time for Magnify or Presto Experts. Speak with me about a resume or LinkedIn profile critique, help you with a salary negotiation or my trusted advisor services, and much, much more. Like you, I don't work for free. I do charge for what I do. You can take my classes on Skillshare and become a premium member using the link in the show notes and receive 2 months for free instead of just the one that the site offers. Skillshare offers thousands and thousands of courses, not just simply mine, on a host of different subjects that can help you in many different ways. Lastly, join my group on Facebook called Career Angles. It's free to the first 250 people who join and is focused on helping you do better at work. Information is shared daily, and we're attempting to build a supportive group there. Ask to join. I'm not letting recruiters in at this point. So I'll be back tomorrow with more. And in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Be great.
Still using a manual razor? Join the facial hair revolution with the Philips Norelco One Blade. This innovative tool lets you trim, edge, and shave your beard or stubble with ease. One Blade, your style, made simple. Available in Walmart.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.